The truth is funny. With Colette Steffen, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Steffen.
Good morning, everyone. This is Colette Marie Steffen. Welcome to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. We are live on Facebook right now. We're having a bit of technical difficulties on Leroy Malouzen, who is going to be joining the show. Probably by phone rather than camera. Zoom wants to update his computer. So we are so happy to be doing this show. Leroy and I have been working together for, I think 9 or 10 years now. He's always one of my favorite guests on the show. He's we've been, as I said, working together for a long time. He is the founder of Energetic Well-Being Process. What we wanted to talk about today is 8 statements that that are going to improve your vitality, health, etc. And so probably in the next, after the next break, we'll have him on. What we were, what I would like to talk about is just what's been going on for me. And so it's been a very interesting time for me because I had several seminars in a row. I had my layer 3 seminar and then my layer 4 call to dance seminar. And then I had another baby steps. And I was very, very pleased because there was 2 beautiful women there that have been working to get one from South Africa and one from the community here. And they are really well respected elders. And it was so awesome to see us all, like for us to work and speed up what they were doing, because between the two of them, they had over a half a century in crisis management for people. And so this has been a bit of a busy week for me. I want to say thank you so much to all of you for all your good wishes. I know some of you realize that Pearl, my cat, she became very sick 2 months ago, and then she enjoyed some really good time in the summer. But we did let her go last Wednesday, and it was very funny because I was actually talking to Leroy about this radio show, and we were getting the title and description together, and I asked him to please energetically shift me so that I was strong to finding a vet for my cat. And an hour later, I started looking, and lo and behold, there was this beautiful being, and her name was Dr. Pat. So I called her, and she was so kind, and you know, it was so perfect that it happened in that way. Little Stella is a little bit on the wild side today because she misses Pearl. So she promised she was going to be good and not be a problem. So but if she's not on the radio show right now, she's going to be very loud. She really misses Pearl. And so she's been crying a lot. And the funny thing is about technology. When you're doing energy work, I had the vet come to my house, as I said, and we let Pearl go in the kitchen. And right after the vet left, my fridge and my dishwasher quit working. And that was a couple of days before my baby steps seminar. So we've been doing a lot of catch up here. But I just really wanted to thank you for all the beautiful, kind words that you put on social media. It meant so much to me. My little Pearl was with me for 13 years, and she was very special. She really was a loving, loving animal. And so I really wanted to be able to make the last, you know, her summer really, really beautiful. And that's what we accomplished. I think Leroy is now on the line. Leroy, are you there?
I'm here.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So I'm asking you, will you please introduce yourself and let everybody know what you're up to now?
Okay. Hello, hello, everybody. I'm a life and health coach. And what I do is I help people find what's causing the issues and symptoms that are interfering with their day-to-day life, and find the root causes, clear those away, and then help them support what they want in their life.
Yeah, and you're very good at it.
Oh, thank you.
When was it that you founded Energetic Wellbeing Process?
It's been about 20 years ago. Well, no, not quite that. I've been doing this work for many years, and I finally developed, I guess you would, Energetic Wellbeing Process in 2012.
Ah, because I couldn't remember, because when were we in Egypt together?
Oh, gosh, I don't remember the year.
I think it was 2011. So, So, you know, you were wanting to talk today about how, you know, that, I mean, because Leroy is 87 years old and he has all this life experience, and you and I've worked together, as I said, for probably a decade now. What do you feel is changing in the world of energy work right now? Because I feel like it's like you're speeding it up in some way. I could feel you when we were talking the other day on about this show, how your energy is, it just seems faster.
Well, what I've been focusing on, and again, just for the purpose of the audience, on average, we human beings are only going strong to 20% of our life, which means our energy is going weak to 80%. That is, every time we're irritated, frustrated, upset, reacting, judging ourselves, judging others, our energy is going weak. And so what I've been focusing on is self-talk. And I've come up with about 8 or 9 ways to help people shift their self-talk. And for example, there's a video of two Chinese practitioners working on a person with a tumor, and as they are working, the tumor goes away. There's a scan of it, and it goes away. And the essence of what they were feeling and saying was, already healed, already done. Think of that as self-talk. Mm-hmm. Already healed, already done. And then second way, there's a German.
I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I was just going to ask, when we've worked together, have you ever experienced that seeing a tumor shrink?
Yes.
Yeah, me too. Like so. Like right on the spot, the tumor actually got smaller. And
in fact, one of our daughters called about 15 years ago, and she said, "I have this large, fast-growing lump growing in my breast." And I worked with her twice, and it didn't get smaller. But then before the third time, I looked up breast in Wikipedia, and it said, of course, mammary gland. But then it talked about mothering and nurturing. Mm-hmm. And I realized one of her sons had been in a lot of trouble. So I cleared her of over-mothering, over-nurturing, over-worrying, over-guarding, over-protecting. And the moment I did that, the lump shrunk by half. In a second.
Love it.
It's
so beautiful to know, to actually have witnessed that, and to understand that there's so many possibilities here in energy work. I'm just going to check in here. How much time do we have left for the next break, Zach? Oh, Yeah, I thought it must be about, 8 minutes. Okay, we skipped one. Okay, that's what I was thinking. So, Leroy, tell us about these eight.
The second one is about a German who fell 50 feet in his 80s, shattered his second lumbar vertebrae, told he'd be a paraplegic for life. He was walking again in a year. And it's because he came up with a song he kept singing. Every little cell in my, well, I won't sing it. Every little cell in my body is happy. Every little cell in my body is well. Every little cell in my body is happy. Every little cell in my body is well. Feels so good, feels so swell. Every little cell in my body is well. Feels so good, feels so swell. Every little cell in my body is well. And he was walking in a year. That's the second way.
So when someone makes a statement like that with themselves, what is causing that? Like, what is that overriding? The fear?
It overrides the fear. It overrides the beliefs. It taps into the wellness. In other words, when you're in a happy place like this, it stimulates your immune response. And so his immune response rebuilt the second vertebrae, the second lumbar vertebrae.
And so, you know, this is really interesting because I've seen this. I worked with this young man, and he had severed the nerves in his wrist. And for 6 years, his arm was limp. And when I started, I worked on him. On this arm, he'd been to the Mayo Clinic and other places, and they just said they couldn't do anything for it. But then 6 years later, I did a session with him, and he was able to wiggle his one baby finger. And then it turned out that he was going to be a father to twin daughters. And the energetic shift was that, you know, I said to him, you know, you can't hold two babies with one arm. And I could just feel him. And he literally regained the use of his arm before 3 months before his children were born. And he now bench presses 350 pounds with that arm. And
fantastic.
You know, yeah, I love it. Like, it's just so amazing. But it was because he had so much love for his daughters. He wanted to be able to hold them. So, you know, that happiness that you're talking about, it can make such a difference in people's lives. So what I think we have time for another one here. What is
the third one? It's from Dr. Hugh Lin. He was a Hawaiian shaman, and he worked, he was asked to work in a ward for the criminally insane. And he did it with the proviso that he didn't have to do therapy. And what he did was, is what's called Ho'oponopono, which is when something bothers you in someone, they're being a mirror and you reflect it in yourself. And you say to yourself, thank you, I love you. I love you, thank you. So, for example, he would take a file of one of these inmates and he'd say, oh, this person was a murderer. When in my life did I want to hurt someone? And then he would express to himself, thank you, I love you. I love you, thank you. And every one of those convicts got well. They were discharged, and that ward was eliminated.
That is so just incredible when you think about that. You know, so energetically, when someone goes to their heart like that and they tap into their central nervous system, what is that heart energy for you?
Well, if you think when you say every little cell in my body is happy, just imagine that you're rebooting the cell, and it puts out more, you know, strengthens your immune response. Now, what's really interesting, though, is this Dr. Hugh Lin, for example, I had a client a day ago, and he said, my wife is always blaming me. I love her. She loves me. I said, okay, who in your life have you blamed? He said, oh, my mother. I said, okay, think of your mother, and then just express to yourself, thank you. I love you. I love you. Thank you. And at first he was just doing it kind of rashly. I said, no, do it with feeling. You're expressing to yourself, mm-hmm. thank you. I love you. I love you. Thank you. And I said, who else did you blame?
I have like a little dragonfly homeostasis. And that's what it's called, expression. And it's the saying on that one is my soul is home. And when people are in that space, it allows them to really enjoy better health and to shift some major problems. So are you know, we have now like about 3 minutes. Would you like to share one more? Do we have time for one more before we go to the break?
Okay, sure. okay. Next one is about expressing gratitude. Thank you. One of the things when clients talk about their issues, they aren't feeling gratitude. So I say, here's what I want you to do. I want you for the next week, 10 times a day, find something that you're grateful for and express gratitude. And it just helps turn them around.
You know, something else that I find really powerful is when people are feeling really down, if they go in service for others and yeah. hold space for others, that also can make such a big difference. And that's that part of that gratitude, right? Where you recognize yeah. that what you know, you look at what you do have and you give thanks for that. When I was in a ceremony in Peru, that came in really handy. It's saying, thank you. I love you.
I love you. Thank you.
We have to take a short break here. So this is Colette Marie Stephan. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. We seem to have overcome these technical issues and getting this information out. If you would like to call in and you would like to have an energetic shift, 1-800-930-2819. We'll be right back to make some more shift happen.
Hi, I'm Laura Meeks, and the most common problem that my clients face is all work and no play. This is why I created Fly High Living. I help you develop a balanced life plan and guide you to a place where you love to wake up in the morning.
Call 888-666-1570 or go to flyhighliving.com to sign up for the 4-week Flight Plan for Life course.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on The Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Have you ever wondered if there's a way to heal the deep, hidden inner issues, wounds, beliefs, and traumas? The Journey into Spiritual Healing engages people in all areas of their lives to heal themselves and others. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Dr. Jaffe brings conversations of healing of body, mind, and spirit as he merges the excellence of traditional medicine with the beauty of spiritual healing. For more information about Dr. Jaffe, this show, and his work, visit drjaffemd.com.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit burnbrighttoday.com.
Dream on, fly high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
And I do have Leroy Maloof on here with me today. We're live on Facebook. We were having some technical difficulties with Zoom. Firefox just kept on shooting more and more Zooms at you, Leroy. We've been talking about eight statements, but Leroy, we have a couple of callers. Do you want to, should we take one caller now?
Yes, let's go ahead.
Okay, cool. Who do we have? All right,
shall I go to the next
one? Statements. Yeah, go to the eight statements then. It just seems like okay. It's going to be one of those days.
There is a French psychologist who did self-improvement based on an optimistic auto-suggestion. And it is, every day and every way I'm getting better and better. And so the person repeats that, every day and every way I'm getting better and better. And again, it just helps them shift.
Because why is that, Leroy? Because our thoughts are so powerful. Our thoughts travel faster than the speed of light.
So you thought what?
Well,
I'm sorry, the volume's
thoughts,
a little low.
Yeah, our thoughts are so fast that they actually travel faster than the speed of light. And so and so that's why someone can, when we're energetically shifting in this manner, someone can actually peel layers and layers and layers and layers off in 1 second. Do you want to just kind of explain how that's possible?
Well, let me give you another example. When I check, about 70% of the population is carrying anger. And, of course, without realizing it, consciously and unconsciously, that is weakening their energy. So I ask them, can you think of times in your life when you've experienced unconditional love? And one of the frequent times that people mention is with their dog. And I say, well, what do you experience with your dog? And they'll say, well, affection, total commitment, fun, play, total acceptance. And I'll say to a person, okay, feel these feelings now and hold a hand on your heart. Feel these feelings. And now I want you to breathe in.
I can feel it right now, Leroy.
Okay, I want you to breathe in and breathe these feelings into every part of your body, top to bottom.
Send that breathe out in that, to everybody.
That love and affection and commitment. And, man, people feel it all over their body.
So I can feel it in mine right now. We do have a caller here. I'm going to take this call. We have Marcus, do we?
Yes, how you doing?
Oh, there's Marcus. Okay. Hi, Marcus from Atlanta. How are you?
I'm pretty good. How you doing, Colette and Leroy?
other than the technical stuff that just happens when the energy is running high, quite often things, because we are electromagnetic, some of the that energy, like I said, my fridge and dishwasher quit working right when I let my cat go because I was in the kitchen. And so these technical difficulties make it a little bit challenging, but Leroy and I are going to work on what you would like. And I'll take a turn and then I'll have him come on. So just, can you tell us what would you like from us today?
Yes. Well, basically, you know, I was listening and I heard you speaking about negative self-talk. Mm-hmm. And I do find myself doing it sometimes. But, you know, I try to say affirmations and things like that. But I find my mind tries to sabotage me. You know, sometimes I could be doing something and something negative just pops in my mind. And I was wondering, how could I strengthen myself to stay more neutral or whatever?
Okay, so when you get in touch with that, I like to get a baseline just so that we can kind of track progress here. So on a scale of 0 to 10, 10 being like, oh, press the panic button, my hair is on fire, and 0 being, ah, I've got this one, I'm totally neutral. How much does it bother you to when your mind is doing its best to sabotage you?
I would say about a 5.
Okay, so when my mind does that to me, tries to do that to me, I just throw it out into a black hole. And I allow myself to feel with my heart and to feel with my central nervous system so that I can energetically tune into what the weakness is, because it never, ever, ever is going to be what you think it is. Okay, I'm going to, I would like for you just to get in touch with that thought, that you could just allow your mind to leave and go and start to, like, when I use the word feeling, what I mean is like not like hurt feelings, but like to be able to feel when the energy drops, and then ask the question, why? And quite often people will ask the question, why? Why me? That's not the most efficient question. It's what I like, you know, if you use one word answers when you're speaking to the higher self network, then you get you'll get one answer or one word answers back. And so we're going to strengthen for you to be able to tune into that inner intuition of yours. And then we want to be strong to adding your perception to that. And then that gives us insight to ask. And, you know, the questions quite often is more important than the answer in some ways. And so I just wanted to check in with you right now. Where are you at with this?
Well, definitely a couple little shifts. I would say, yes, maybe like a 2-1.
Okay.
Felt more
like
neutral.
Leroy was saying, you know, about people being really angry and, you know, like about 70% of the people being that way. We just had an election here in Canada on Monday. And like you can see all the, you know, the tension coming from everybody. So we want to be really strong in our authentic self triad. We want to be able to make sure that these external forces coming our way, that we stay really strong and we go inward and we use it's about we have all the answers within ourselves. And so if we get triggered, we have a tendency to be trying to like ask a question to get another answer and ask another question and another question. So we, at this point, what we are using is our feelings. So just strengthening that for you, your ability to tune into your own inner strength, to your core strength. And so what are you noticing right now? I know Leroy's working here in the background also. We just can't seem to with both of you on the phone. It's just with the Zoom and, you know, and the other technology. So I just wanted to ask you now, like, if you really get into, you know, feel, take a deep breath and recognize that what we're doing is we're strengthening your body, your soul, and your spirit to be even so that you can handle anything. And this is kind of, a lot of people will say that, you know, you should believe in yourself. And I say have faith in yourself, that no matter what comes up, you will be able to handle it. And so how does that feel to you right now?
It feels stronger. Yeah, it feels better. Yeah.
Yeah. And so does stronger have enough, more. So we're going down to 0 would be totally neutral. Where do you feel you are at now?
I feel neutral now. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's the way to be. Yeah. So really, keep doing that. Start to catch yourself. When I was years ago, I recognized that, you know, probably because I'm Canadian, I was apologizing up to 26 times a day. And I'd catch myself. Like if someone stepped on my foot, I would say, I'm sorry. And so I stopped doing that quite a few years ago. And it was funny. I made it fun because if I said to someone, hey, I'm sorry about that, but I really wasn't, it wasn't my fault, then I'd say, well, actually, I'm not sorry. So we're just going to strengthen that for you, that you're not going to feel the need to apologize to yourself for being yourself. That's what's coming up, that you deserve to live a really good life and to enjoy all the happiness and all the joy in the world. Thank you so much, Marcus, for calling in.
Thank you.
Oh, it was very, like I could just feel you shifting here. It feels really, really good. Thank you. And
thank
we're just going to see if we're going to take another short break here. And we'll be back. This is Colette Marie Stephan. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. And you can see me on Facebook Live. We'll be right back after this short break.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life? Yeah. Check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm. Oh my goodness.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
If you have been struggling with fear and anxiety, you know how debilitating these emotions can be. You constantly doubt yourself. You can't make decisions and feel more and more insecure and stuck. Dr. Friedman Schaub's book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, will provide you with the insights and tools to break through these challenges. Through a step-by-step process, Dr. Schaub explains how to resolve the subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety and build a strong foundation of inner peace and confidence. Visit www.thefearandanxietysolution.com and get your copy now.
Order your copy of Dr. Friedman Schaub's The Fear and Anxiety Solution today. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com for more information.
This is Debbie Pokornik with a break-free parenting tip. Parenting will always be a bit of a mystery. Who knows why some parenting ideas work and others do not? Or why some kids seem to succeed despite family setbacks, while others have so much given to them and yet fail to thrive? The one thing we do know is that once you have a child, you'll never be quite the same again. Awe-inspiring emotions like overwhelming love, extreme guilt, intense frustration, and incredible joy make this job second to none. Breaking free of parenting pressures means recognizing the pieces that make us unique, the pieces that we carry with us from the past, and the pieces that are influenced by the society we live in. When we can pick and choose which pieces we want to keep around and change the others to align with our inner wisdom, we will feel more self-assured in our role as a parent.
For information and to work with Debbie, visit empoweringnrg.com.
Hi, Hi, this is Colette Marie Steffen. You are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. We seem to have lost Leroy here. So what I'm going to do is have him on another show, and we will finish the four points that we didn't cover yet. In the meantime, we do have callers on. So I'm going to enter, just out of the interest of making this easier, I'm going to just energetically shift the people that are calling in. Leroy, are you back?
I'm here.
Okay. All right, then, Leroy, we're going to finish doing the four statements. And if you guys want to, the callers that are calling in, if you want to call in on the next show of mine, I promise I will energetically shift you. I'm going to give Leroy a chance here to finish his last points. Okay, Leroy, go for it. What a day.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I think you were on number six.
Well, I'm kind of losing track of which one we covered. There's another one which is kind of interesting, which is using the word Shazam.
I remember Shazam.
you remember it from Marvel Comics, and how it what it signifies is things happen immediately, and when you say it was in response to negative self-talk or a thought, we immediately shift to positive thoughts and energy.
Well, because it just makes you laugh right away. Shazam! It's that simple.
Yeah, it's that simple.
I didn't get a chance to let you share your contact information with people. So would you like to do that now so we don't forget before the end of the show?
Right. my telephone number is 508-375-6452. The email address is info@EWBASINBOY.com. That's the first initials for Energetic Well-Being Process. And that's also the website, EWBP.com.
And, you know, you've written a couple of books here. Do you want to just tell us about what your books are called, just so that if people are interested in that?
Yes. My first book is called Knowing and Living Your Purpose. The interesting thing about that one was that in the midst of writing it for 5 months, I could not keep any food or water in my system. And there's a really interesting story related to that. But ultimately, what I realized, what if you can't keep anything in your body, what is it? And I said, it's rejection. I found 75 ways I was not accepting myself. Wow. And I started going through them one by one and building acceptance for myself. And as soon as I did, I could keep water and food in my body.
That is so interesting. So what can you just sort of share with us? Like, what kind of things would cause that, you know, like that much of an issue for you? Like, how were you rejecting yourself so that people have an understanding?
Right. Well, this, by the way, became chapter 19 in my book. And I call it our biggest symptom. Mm-hmm. And so for example, the kind of things I was not accepting were issues in myself, mm-hmm. difficulties in myself, feeling something is wrong with me, believing something in me is blocking me and I'm not finding it, feeling rejection and not being heard, believing I can't fit in. So there are all these feelings and emotions, and I realized, feeling something's wrong with me. Well, let's just accept that. So I would build acceptance. Okay, I feel like something's wrong with me. Feeling frustrated and not getting things done. Well, welcome to the human race. Let's just accept that I'm feeling frustrated and not getting things done. I'm going to run out of time in a month.
Yeah. So we are now, you know, when we're in this position of non-acceptance, this is basically what Marcus was referring to. And so this ties in really beautifully with all of it. So we're going to just really, for you, when you get in touch with that, have you cleared all of those now?
Well, I just went through and yes, I was clearing it and then saying, okay, well, let's just accept this.
So now you feel like you're actually like perfect.
Well, no, because then I find ways I'm not perfect, and then I accept that.
Well, there's perfection in imperfection always. I find that that's just the way life is. So, you know, for like today, the show certainly didn't go perfectly, but I can feel that we're clearing a lot of energy. And like I said, there are a lot of people right now that are going through a lot of anger because of some of the things that are happening in the world, et cetera. And a lot of times I find that when people express anger, the underlying emotion in that is actually fear. And so, you know, when you put fear and anger together, then you get major frustration. So we're just going to strengthen everybody to let go of that frustration.
Well, the other thing, though, see, is that gets in the way of forgiving is many people, almost everyone I've worked with who has anger, has past negative experiences with love. Mm-hmm. Like rejection and betrayal. And so
like
we clear
trials.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah, you clear that. And then, as I mentioned earlier, helping people remember when they felt unconditional love, and then take them step by step through forgiving themselves and others.
One thing I love about doing energy work like this is that even though we've had all these technical difficulties today, I could still totally feel you energetically shifting. And it's so comforting to know that we can get in touch on this level and still feel the love. So I just wanted to thank you for being on the show. We'll figure out this Zoom thing with Firefox on your computer.
Well, you know what? While I was off, I switched to Safari, and the Zoom did open with Safari. So I'll know what to do next time.
Okay. You know what, Leroy, I love about you the most, because there's many things I love about you, but what I love about you is your good attitude, because you had never done a Facebook Live before, and we had all these technical difficulties, and yet you still are able to shift energy for all of us. Thank you so much. I would just like to tell everyone that I'm available. I'll be at the last Holistic Fair of the season on November the 10th, and I am also available for private consultations now via phone or Skype, as I'm taking a little rest from seminar season. This is Colette Marie Steffen. You've been listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. We'll be back next Wednesday, 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time. Thank you, Leroy. Thank you,
dear.
Our team there. Bye for now.
Bye and love to everybody.
Yes.
You've been listening to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen. Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.